Illogical, since she shouldn't even be there. She knew better than anyone that they weren't even gathering what they wanted. Those four women would be compared to her devout feelings and loyalty to the nobility, so it didn't prevent her heart from feeling a fleeting feeling of disappointment, which was interrupted by the presence of the prince in the room. His great aura made him thoroughly justice to his physique, a tall, muscular man with blonde hair, light honey eyes, perfect teeth, and flirtatious smile. Everyone's dream, Elizabeth Scull. Of course, the slight reflection of sadness in his eyes didn't go unnoticed until Enrique introduced himself as the future king of Norway in his authoritative and confident voice. He also apologized for the way they were invited to the palace and explained that his best friend